What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. And of course, this is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. And today I want to talk about protein. I want to talk about protein powders versus chicken or just lean meats. And I also want to review a protein powder a little bit later in the show. A new bit I'm going to do on the show is I'm going to try a protein powder and then give you a review based off five different categories. That's coming up. But first, I want to let you know that Under 10 Fitness is alive and well. Go to under10fitness.com. You can get this podcast plus bajillions of other podcasts, including you've got workout tips, diet stuff, and actual exercises and stretches that you can do all right there at your fingertips. Under10fitness.com. It is optimized for your mobile device as well. So let's jump right into protein powders versus chicken. And I'm just going to pick chicken as my protein for the topic today. Now, let's break these down in a couple different categories. And right now, I want to start off with price. Protein powder versus chicken, which one is more cost effective? All right, protein powders, they cost anywhere between $7 a pound up to $30 a pound. And in rare cases, I found them for as cheap as $6.50 per pound. And that's pretty expensive, especially if you're planning on taking 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And me, I double that. Sometimes I have up to 300 grams of protein per day. And if I'm going to go the powder route, that's going to be a lot as far as the dollar bills are concerned, y'all. Dollar bills. It's going to be pretty pricey for that. Now, the chicken at the grocery store, I buy the chicken that's on sale. It was $2.99 per pound, which is half of the lower end of the protein on the scale there. And it's pretty cost effective as far as the amount of protein I'm going to get per pound and per ounce. So the cost, you know, you're talking powders versus chicken, is going to be pretty significant there. However, if you go up to the higher end of the chicken, there are chicken breasts that sell at the grocery store for about $7.99 a pound. There, you're going to be breaking kind of even, actually, if you think about it. But what you're going to get is you're going to get the low end of the protein powder, so the quality is going to be a little bit less, and that's versus the very high-end chicken, all right? So on price, I feel like there's a significant difference. I personally prefer to get my protein from mostly lean meats, and by lean meats, I mean chicken. I pretty much eat chicken all day, every day. I eat between 20 and 30 ounces of chicken per day. Now, let's talk about convenience. Chicken, while I believe that it's the better, cheaper, easier source, it's not as convenient because you got to cook it. It's got to be prepared. Wouldn't it be fantastic if we could just eat raw chicken? Yeah, I might be alone on this, but yeah, I might like that. That might be okay with me. But protein powder, very convenient. All you need is a little bit of water and something to mix it up with, a shaker cup, or you can put it in a cup and just swirl it around. Very convenient. And I'm a busy guy. I know you're busy too. And you don't have time always to be cooking chicken. If you're running around, you got a long, busy day. You got to go straight from work to school to pick up the kids, back to work. And, you know, cooking chicken isn't always going to make itself into the mix there. So protein powder can be very convenient on the go. And I know I like to have a bit of protein powder with me mostly at all times. I have like a little baggie of protein powder in my backpack that's always ready to be scooped out and chugged down should I need that. Now, what about how these proteins are used in your body? I haven't found any good study that really shows a significant difference that the powder or the chicken, which one is better. All right. Now, if you know of one and you would like to share that with me, please shoot me a link to it, drew@under10fitness.com. That's the email. You can send me that. I would love to see a study that really kind of breaks down the difference between protein powders and chickens or lean meats and how your body actually breaks them down and uses them. If one is better than the other, then this is going to change the whole way this discussion will go because, well, I mean, if protein powder is just not working, then obviously, you know, you're going to want to stick to lean meats. But I haven't found a good research study that really breaks it down. All right. Now, also, what about additives? I know a lot of protein powders have all this extra crap in there that honestly I don't really need. I don't need a bunch of extra vitamins and minerals in there. I take a multivitamin every day, and that's how I get all of those supplements. I don't need them in my protein as well. It's basically just being wasted because I'm overdoing it at that point. So I don't need all of these additives, but the same can be said for chicken. All right. Sometimes they put hormones, they put flavoring, they put preservatives and just this other crap in the chicken that you don't necessarily want. I personally prefer chicken because it's cheaper and I'm kind of cheap. I like spending $3 a pound on my chicken, and I eat a lot of chicken. I mean, 300 grams of protein per day. It's 2 pounds of chicken is basically what I'm eating per day. And if I had to get that through a protein powder, I'd be spending a good like $25 to $30 a day just on protein, where with chicken, I can spend about $6 a day. And that's why I prefer chicken over protein powders for my primary source of protein. However, as a little supplement, I do enjoy a protein shake. I drink about one, maybe two protein shakes a day, just depending on the day. Now, let's go into the protein review. This is a new segment on the show. I'm going to take a protein powder and I'm going to break it down and give it a review. And the first protein that I have on the list is one that I've ordered a couple weeks ago from TrueNutrition.com. And the brand of the protein is Whey Saver, and the S is a dollar bill. Yeah, I'm kind of cheap. So I saw this one on True Nutrition, and it was $35 for 5 pounds. So it was $7 per pound of protein, and I was like, all right, I'm in. Because a lot of the protein powders that I've been drinking are about $12 to $14 per pound. So when I saw this protein, I was like, all right, I'll just go ahead and order it and try it. And what I really like about this protein is that it doesn't have additives in it. So here, I've broken it down into 5 different categories. We've got taste and texture is one category, drinkability, nutrition, price, and then the company as a whole. And I'm going to start with taste and texture, and I'm rating it on a scale of kettlebells. 1 kettlebell being the worst, and 5 kettlebells being the best. So let's start off with taste and texture. In this category, I gave it 1 kettlebell because it lacks any kind of taste and or texture. It's very flavorless, all right? It's gross. I mean, it's not horrible. It's not the worst I've ever had, but it doesn't really have any flavor to it, all right? So 1 kettlebell out of 5. And now drinkability. While it lacks taste and texture, I did give it a 2 on the kettlebell scale for drinkability because it doesn't have a horrifying, life-ending aftertaste. You drink it and it's done, all right? Let's move on here to nutrition. I like it for its nutrition. I give it 4 out of 5 kettlebells on nutrition, and that's because it doesn't add a bunch of extra crap in there. It doesn't have all these added sweeteners and fillers. It's got whey protein, cocoa powder, and then a bit of preservatives just because otherwise it would turn into a big old mush. You can't order a protein powder without it having some kind of protein or some kind of preservative in there. It's just, you can't avoid it. So 4 out of 5 kettlebells on nutrition. Now price, we talked about this. $7 per pound, I give it 5 out of 5 kettlebells on price. And then the company, True Nutrition, it is a freaking awesome company. I love this company. I've ordered a ton of stuff from them before. So I give it 5 out of 5 kettlebells on the company itself. And what's really cool is that you can create your own custom blends of protein powders. You go to the website, you click on it's called your My Custom Blend, and through that tab, you can pick the different kind of proteins that you want. And they've got tons of different proteins ranging in price. They've got like whey protein, isolate protein, they've got cold press, they've got micro-filtered, they've got casein, they've got hemp protein, they've got pea protein, they've got everything that you can think of. Egg protein, they've got soy protein, and then it'll break it down for you, so it'll tell you how much it is per pound, and then you can add your own flavors and sweeteners, and you can just create your own brand, pretty much. You could call it your proprietary blended protein. And if you're looking for a protein, check it out. Go to TrueNutrition.com. Tons of cool stuff there. And that is it for today. As always, remember, stay motivated.